I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Healthcare providers caring for COVID-19 patients have been under incredible ongoing stress for many months. Tanel Jones is here to talk about strategies to deal with stress and also to encourage resilience for healthcare professionals. Tanel is a licensed marriage and family therapist, and she works as the clinician for MUSC's COVID-19 Resiliency Program. Tanel, tell us about the Resiliency Program, specifically regarding resources and help for healthcare professionals.
The COVID-19 Resiliency Program was created officially in November of last year, and it is designed to provide resiliency services to all of MUSC employees. And in that, we provide virtual in-person clinical support sessions to help with resiliency building skills, to help individuals learn how to identify anxiety, manage anxiety. We also provide a lot of different virtual webinar workshops on self-care, resiliency, peer-to-peer support, and other resiliency building curriculum activities.
What are some of the emotional issues or the stress-related issues that healthcare professionals may need help with?
The main emotional issues would include compassion fatigue and burnout, which burnout is a part of compassion fatigue. So there's anxiety, there's stress. The work itself has been very difficult. They're also having difficulties with sleep and just feeling really drained.
And as a clinician who provides therapy for healthcare professionals, what do you focus on to help deal with these kinds of stresses?
So we help individuals and units identify their major stressors and the things that they, you know, would like to be different or the negative effects that they've experienced. Not only that, I also like to look at the things that they identify as their strengths, because we use that to help them continue to build their resiliency skills. We teach them how to set intentions for their day, incorporate gratitude in their daily practice, as well as learning how to connect to others within their organizations or within their units and to promote self-care.
What additional efforts can help bolster a person's resilience in this stressful scenario?
I define resilience as an ongoing transformation to your best self and how you respond to difficult life situations. And so having self-compassion, that is, again, being kind to yourself, making sure you are focusing on the things that matter most to you and doing those every day as often as you can. And I would also say just continuously expressing gratitude. Gratitude has been shown to be very effective in boosting resilience.
Tanel, how can community members show their appreciation and support for their local frontline healthcare professionals who have been playing such a critical role for us all? What can we do?
Well, continue to follow the CDC guidelines, wearing your mask every day, wherever you go, washing your hands and limiting, you know, social gatherings. That's important because the lower the cases, then the less impact that will be to them in the hospital. So there are not a lot of people in the hospital with COVID. And if you do have a healthcare provider in your community that you know of, you know, just say hi and thanks. And we appreciate all that you're doing for us.
Tanel, thanks for this information about managing stress and also bolstering resilience for healthcare providers.
Thank you for having me.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.